Outcome 5.2 says, summarize and explain the key doctrines of the New Testament. In one way, this may seem like we are repeating what you learned in Outcomes 1.3, 1.4, and 1.7. But in this outcome, we are only looking for a summary of those, plus the ones that were not covered there. So approach this from that perspective. I've drawn material from various sources, including Bible.org, LearnReligions.com, and the book A Student's A to Z of Theology, edited by Bill Domaris and Kevin Smith. 1. Doctrine of God the Father. There is only one God. John 17:3, 1 Corinthians 8:5-6, and Galatians 4:8-9. God is omniscient, or knows all things, Acts 15:18 and 1 John 3:20. God is omnipotent, or all-powerful, Revelation 19:6. God is omnipresent, or present everywhere. No reference in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 23:23 and 24, and Psalm 139. God is sovereign, 1 Timothy 6:15-16. God is holy, 1 Peter 1:15. God is just, or righteous, Romans 1:17. God is love, 1 John 4:8. God is true, Romans 3:4 and John 14:6. God is the creator of everything that exists, Mark 13:19, Ephesians 3:9, and Revelation 4:11. God is infinite and eternal. He has always been and will ever be God, Acts 17:24. God is immutable. He does not change, James 1:17. Secondly, the doctrine of Christ. Jesus Christ is God, John 1:1 and 14, John 10:30-33, John 20:28, Colossians 2:9, Philippians 2:5-8, and Hebrews 1:8. Jesus was born of a virgin, Matthew 1:18 and Luke 1:26-35. Jesus became a man, Philippians 2:1-11. Jesus is fully God and fully man, Colossians 2:9, 1 Timothy 2:5, Hebrews 4:15, and 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus is perfect and sinless, 1 Peter 2:22 and Hebrews 4:15. And Jesus is the only way to God the Father, John 14:6, Matthew 11:27, and Luke 10:22. 3. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit. God is Spirit, John 4:24. The Holy Spirit is God, Acts 5:3-4, 1 Corinthians 2:11-12, and 2 Corinthians 13:14. 4. The doctrine of the Trinity. God is three in one, or a Trinity, God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Matthew 3:16-17 and 28:19, John 14:16-17, 2 Corinthians 13:14, Acts 2:32-33, John 10:30 and 17:11-21, and 1 Peter 1:2. the doctrine of sin. All people have sinned. Romans 3:23 and 5 verse 12. Death came into the world through Adam's sin. Romans 5:12 to 15. Sin separates us from God. James 4 verse 4. Jesus died for the sins of each and every person in the world. 1 John 2 verse 2, 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus' death was a substitutionary sacrifice. He died and paid the price for our sins so that we might live forever with him. 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 20:28 and Mark 10:45. 6. The doctrine of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of God. Romans 4 verse 5 and 6:23, Ephesians 2, 8 to 9 and 1 John 1, 8 to 10. Believers are saved by grace. Salvation cannot be earned by human efforts or good works. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. Those who reject Jesus Christ will go to hell forever after they die. Revelation 20, 11 to 15 and 21 verse 8. Those who accept Jesus Christ will live for eternity with him after they die. John 11, 25 and 26 and 2 Corinthians 5 verse 6. Next week, we will do another 6 doctrines.